This episode sponsored by Maximus Tribe. You train, you track, you eat right. But if you're over 40, you've felt it. The results don't match the effort anymore. That's not willpower, it's biology. Hormones drop, metabolism slows, your body stops responding the way it used to. Maximus is the online clinic that reverses your decline with prescription performance medicines, GLP-1s, testosterone, and peptides that reduce belly fat, restore energy, and boost recovery. Over 50,000 high performers have already broken through their plateaus. If you're ready to turn your hard work into measurable results, go to MaximusTribe.com. That's MaximusTribe.com. This episode sponsored by Maximus Tribe. You train, you track, you eat right. But if you're over 40, you've felt it. The results don't match the effort anymore. That's not willpower, it's biology. Hormones drop, metabolism slows, your body stops responding the way it used to. Maximus is the online clinic that reverses your decline with prescription performance medicines, GLP-1s, testosterone, and peptides that reduce belly fat, restore energy, and boost recovery. Over 50,000 high performers have already broken through their plateaus. If you're ready to turn your hard work into measurable results, go to MaximusTribe.com. That's MaximusTribe.com.
Obviously, you knew somewhere inside yourself that you were destined to be famous, because I think it's a really a marvelous thing, that visualization thing you did. Do you all read about this or hear this? That you used to go up on Mulholland Drive and park
every night
and visualize seeing yourself as...
I would visualize...
This is when you were broke and poor. You
know, right, having directors interested in me and people that I respected saying, you know, I like your work or whatever that is. And I would visualize things coming to me that I wanted or whatever.
This was in 1987, 85?
Yeah. I had nothing at that time. So it was like, but it just made me feel better. It made me, at that time, all it really was for me was kind of making me feel better. I would drive home and think, well, I do have these things. And they're out there. I just don't have a hold of them yet, but they're out there. I wrote myself a check for $10 million for acting services rendered, and I gave myself 5 years, or 3 years maybe, and I dated it Thanksgiving 1995, and I put it in my wallet and I kept it there, and it deteriorated and deteriorated and stuff, but then just before Thanksgiving 1995, I found out that I was going to make $10 million on, I think it was Dumb and Dumber, maybe.
Dumb and Dumber, yeah.
Yeah.
So you visualize yourself like... Visualization works if you work hard.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the thing. You can't just visualize and then, you know, go eat a sandwich.
Now, fear is going to be a player in your life. But you get to decide how much. You can spend your whole life imagining ghosts, worrying about the pathway to the future. But all there will ever be is what's happening here. And the decisions we make in this moment, which are based in either love or fear. So many of us choose our path out of fear disguised as practicality. What we really want seems impossibly out of reach and ridiculous to expect, so we never dare to ask the universe for it. I'm saying, I'm the proof that you can ask the universe for it. And as that shift happens in you, you won't be feeling the world, you'll be felt by it, you'll be embraced by it. Now I'm always at the beginning. I have a reset button, and I ride that button constantly. Once that button is functioning in your life, there's no story that the mind could create that will be as compelling. The imagination is always manufacturing scenarios, both good and bad, and the ego tries to keep you trapped in the multiplex of the mind. Our eyes are not viewers, they're also projectors that are running a second story over the picture that we see in front of us all the time. Fear is writing that script, and the working title is, I'll never be enough. There will always be someone who's doing better than you. No matter what you gain, ego will not let you rest. It will tell you that you cannot stop until you've left an indelible mark on the earth, until you've achieved immortality. How tricky is this ego? That it would tempt us with the promise of something we already possess. I just want you to relax. You know, that's my job. Relax and dream up a good life.
And this time, I'll keep it all. I'm fascinated by what creates characters. You know, what defines people? What creates them? What puts them together? Everybody's Frankenstein, and they just like as life goes on, you either lose pieces of yourself, gain other pieces, and it just that's the fascinating thing about acting. These scripts find me. You know, they really do at certain times of my life, and you know, for me that was about. You know, and a lot of the characters I've done so far have been about duality, about what you show the world and what you really are. And so I've always been trying to reconcile the two.
Well, you're trying to reconcile in your life, too, are you not? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah. They follow me, and they give me little insights into myself. And the Truman Show was that. It was, I know that this face pleases you, yeah. You know, but now I'm going to show you the real deal. And I hope there's enough there that, you know, that you can identify with, that we can sit together and break bread, and you'll think I'm as special as I was before.
My father used to brag that I wasn't a ham, I was the whole pig. And he treated my talent as if it was his second chance. When I was about 28, after a decade as a professional comedian, I realized one night in LA that the purpose of my life had always been to free people from concern, just like my dad. And when I realized this, I dubbed my new devotion the Church of Freedom from Concern. The Church of FFC.
This episode sponsored by Maximus Tribe. You train, you track, you eat right. But if you're over 40, you've felt it. The results don't match the effort anymore. That's not willpower, it's biology. Hormones drop, metabolism slows, your body stops responding the way it used to. Maximus is the online clinic that reverses your decline with prescription performance medicines, GLP-1s, testosterone, and peptides that reduce belly fat, restore energy, and boost recovery. Over 50,000 high performers have already broken through their plateaus. If you're ready to turn your hard work into measurable results, go to MaximusTribe.com. That's MaximusTribe.com.
This episode sponsored by We Feed Raw. Have you ever actually looked at the label on your dog's food? Most dog food labels are a long list of things that don't look like food. Powders, starches, additives used to hold ultra-processed kibble together. At We Feed Raw, the label looks very different. High-quality meat, nutrient-rich organs, complete and balanced nutrition formulated by PhD nutrition experts. No fillers, no artificial preservatives, just real ingredients that support your dog's whole body health. That's why many pet parents see real changes after switching to We Feed Raw's fresh meals. If you want to feed your dog one of the healthiest diets possible, We Feed Raw makes it simple. Right now, new customers can get 40% off their starter box plus free shipping. Visit We Feed Raw at wefeedraw.com to get started today.
And I dedicated myself to that ministry. What's yours? How will you serve the world? What do they need that your talent can provide? That's all you have to figure out. As someone who's done what you're about to go and do, I can tell you from experience, the effect you have on others is the most valuable currency there is. Because everything you gain in life will rot and fall apart. And all that will be left of you is what was in your heart. My choosing to free people, my choosing to free people from concern got me to the top of a mountain. Look where I am. Look what I get to do. Everywhere I go, I'm going to get emotional because when I tap into this, it really is extraordinary to me. I did something that made people present their best selves to me wherever I go.
You look on this as sort of some combination of drive, determination, divine spark, luck, all that. I mean,
it's a potion of some kind. There are a lot of elements that have to come together at the same time, I believe. Maybe there's a little bit of fate involved. I don't know.
Maybe as a soul floating out in the ether, you just go, okay, it's my time. Yeah, and everybody gets a chance to be this famous at some point if you believe in reincarnation or whatever. Maybe just they go, okay, there are the parents that are going to set me off in that direction. Bam! And you go in there. Who knows? Maybe it's fate, or maybe it's that. Maybe it's just that I believed, you know? Yeah. I always believed.
Believed. Whatever form it took, it would take place.
And if, exactly, and whatever form it took would be okay.
Yeah.
Because I was fully, prepared to just play out, stand-up comedy and comedy clubs. And
yeah, but there's something within you that constantly pushed the edges of the envelope wherever you were.
Well, or at least took advantage of the opportunities that came around. Yeah. And a lot of it has to do with, just the courage to jump in. I mean, you know, to do films that are out of your so-called power alley, as they call it, it takes nerve. So I have the nerve, and we'll see if I have the goods, but I have the nerve. I'm just excited, really, about always changing, about crossing back and forth across the river and throwing the hounds off the trail. I love that.
Just when we think we've got you, we know you, right. You're off on another route.
Absolutely. And if I feel like I've been figured out, boy, look out. I will become something completely different, Maybe I might not want to become something completely different, but express something completely different. I always felt like if the world is going crazy, I'll be calm. And if they're calm, I'll be the one hanging off the chandelier.
I am at the top of the mountain, and I was. And the only one I hadn't freed was myself. And that's when my search for identity deepened. I wondered who I'd be without my fame. Who would I be if I said things that people didn't want to hear? Or if I defied their expectations of me? But you guys are so ahead of the game. You already know who you are. And that piece that we're after lies somewhere beyond personality, beyond the perception of others, beyond invention and disguise, even beyond effort itself. You can join the game, fight the wars, play with form all you want. But to find real peace, you have to let the armor go. Your need for acceptance can make you invisible in this world. Don't let anything stand in the way of the light that shines through this form. Risk being seen in all of your glory. Your job is not to figure out how it's going to happen for you, but to open the door in your head. And when the door opens in real life, just walk through it. And when I say life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you, I really don't know if that's true. I'm just making a conscious choice to perceive challenges as something beneficial so that I can deal with them in the most productive way. You'll come up with your own style. That's part of the fun. You are ready and able to do beautiful things in this world. And after you walk through those doors today, you will only ever have two choices, love or fear. Choose love, and don't ever let fear turn you against your playful heart. Thank you so much. I'm so honored.
This episode sponsored by Maximus Tribe. You train, you track, you eat right. But if you're over 40, you've felt it. The results don't match the effort anymore. That's not willpower, it's biology. Hormones drop, metabolism slows, your body stops responding the way it used to. Maximus is the online clinic that reverses your decline with prescription performance medicines, GLP-1s, testosterone, and peptides that reduce belly fat, restore energy, and boost recovery. Over 50,000 high performers have already broken through their plateaus. If you're ready to turn your hard work into measurable results, go to MaximusTribe.com. That's MaximusTribe.com.